this sutta is divided in two parts. And one is so called it Shakumon. Shakumon means in the first part, we should understand the oneness of the oneness of the reality. Here we should understand aspects of being and aspects of non-being, aspects of subjective and objective, of Buddha and sentient being are one, not different. This sutra put emphasis on more rather than emptiness, but forms, forms. So, for this reason, how we understand the absolute reality in terms of differentiated objective world. And how we live, we should live Buddha's life, which is one. The second part is how we should appreciate Buddha as a source of our life. Through our life, we should appreciate Dhammakaya Buddha. When we appreciate Dhammakaya Buddha, it means that Sambhogakaya Buddha. So it is the first part is way upward, and second part is way downward. Starting from Buddha nature, you know, feeling with the appreciation of Buddha nature, we should find out the meaning of our life. various problems we have in our life in terms of duality, good and bad, life and death. It's good devices of Buddha. To show us the oneness of good and bad. Right and wrong. Subjective world and objective world. Buddhism, so in this sense, through and through, double structure. Oneness and duality. And upward and downward. In the first part, duality, first part of the sutra is also dualistic. Subjectivity and objectivity. Buddha and sentient being. And the first principle and second principle. Oneness of the second principle and first principle. And in this way, we will understand what is our life from two viewpoints. When we understand our life from two viewpoints, we say things as it is. First part is about shoho jiso, things as it is. And the second part is about eternal Buddha. Buddha in as eternal life in which we are included. So to live in this world means to appreciate Buddha's eternal life, which continues forever. And this is for Bodhisattva's path. And Sambhogakāya Buddha and Nimakkāya Buddha. Nimakkāya Buddha, Trikāya, Sambhogakāya, Sambhogakāya Buddha is a bridge to the Dhammakāya Buddha and Nimakkāya Buddha. If we have just two Nimakkāya Buddha and Dhammakāya Buddha, the truth and the phenomenal world, absolute word, or phenomenal word, or Dhamma body. And form body. We cannot accept the teaching. No, Nimakaya Buddha is very important. As I explained, Nimakaya Buddha appeared. For the first time from after Buddha passed away. Buddha was understood as a Nimakaya Buddha, Sambhogakaya Buddha. And Sambhogakaya Buddha, itself was, is Dhammakaya Buddha. So Sambhogakaya Buddha, is actually we experience Buddha, actually we experience. And when we experienced Sambhogakaya Buddha, in contrast with historical Buddha, we had the idea of Dhammakaya Buddha. So Dhammakaya Buddha is more not concrete idea, but more idea of truth. So that speech is important. Sambhogakaya Buddha. Sambhogakaya Buddha closely related to our practice, to our everyday life. This idea originated from the idea how Buddha attained enlightenment, how he acquired that kind of result or boundless merit and virtue and wisdom. That is actually Sambhogakaya. When we have Sambhogakaya and Nimakaya Buddha, we have to Dhammakaya, idea of Dhammakaya Buddha. In China, there were a kind of dispute, discussion. Trikaya Buddha and Dhammakaya Buddha, Sambhogakaya Buddha, Nimakaya Buddha, and to analyze Nimakaya Buddha, Nimakaya Buddha and Sambhogakaya Buddha, to analyze Nimakaya Buddha into, we will have idea of Sambhogakaya Buddha and Nimakaya Buddha, historical Buddha. When we think about historical Buddha, he is also Sambhogakaya Buddha, rewarded by practice. That is one idea. And we contrast those two to the Dhammakaya. The another idea is to open Dhammakaya Buddha into Sambhogakaya Buddha. And to contrast with the Nirmakaya Buddha. So, to analyze, one is to analyze Nirmakaya Buddha into Sambhogakaya Buddha and Dhammakaya Buddha. Sambhogakaya Buddha and Nirmakaya. And the other is to analyze Dhammakaya Buddha into, to contrast with Nirmakaya. Nirmakaya. And here we have Dhammakaya Buddha, Sambhogakaya. And Nirmakaya. The other is Nirmakaya Buddha here. And analyze into Sambhogakaya Buddha, Nirmakaya Buddha. And up there we have Dhammakaya Buddha. But the more appropriate, I think it is more appropriate to analyze Nirmakaya Buddha into Nirmakaya Buddha and Sambhogakaya Buddha. And Dhammakaya Buddha is up here. He is always up here as an unconditional one. So, there's no need to discuss about Dhammakaya Buddha. But the important thing is to discuss what is Nirmakaya Buddha and what is Sambhogakaya Buddha. If you have just two ideas of Dhammakaya and Nirmakaya Buddha, it is just philosophy. There's no relation, nothing to do with our actual life. You know, we are. If you understand Buddhism in that Buddhism is so-called naturalism. You know. Whatever you do, that is Buddha's activity. So there is no need to practice study or to study this kind of teaching. But no, for us, we can understand that kind of philosophy, but we cannot satisfy. We are not satisfied with that kind of dry philosophy, which has nothing to do with our actual life. Where we have various problems. even though we are, you know, whatever it is and whatever we do, our life is based on the truth. So there should not be anything to worry. But actually, we, you know, have problem. Why we have problem? When, only when we reflect on ourselves, the Nimakaya idea of Sambhogakaya Buddha, become important. When Buddha was still with us, you know, he was both Nimakaya, Nirvakaya Buddha and Sambhogakaya Buddha. We could accept what he said as a Dhammakaya Buddha. And what he did as a Nimakaya Buddha. So he was Sambhogakaya Buddha. He had both sides. Why? You know, he has some quality. He was not just just usual. He was not just our friend. He had some quality. That quality is the acquired quality by practice. Do you understand? There may be, you know, in our friends, some of them will be very intelligent. Some of them are not so intelligent. But if intelligent person is, you know, even though sometimes, even though he is intelligent, you know, he will not be a good friend of you, or he will not be accepted by as a good friend or a good person, or people will not sometimes respect him, even though he is good, he is intelligent. Even though someone is not so intelligent or clever, sometimes people may respect, you know, respect him. There's something, some quality in our personality. So personality, inborn, inherited personality, and acquired personality. by the effort, human effort, to be more human, to be more human-like. That kind of effort give us some quality, some different quality from the quality you have had before you practice our way. Do you understand? Even though you practice Zazen whole life, stupid person is always stupid. He cannot be intelligent man. Arat fero. You understand? If you say, if you practice Zazen, in 2 years, you will have bright, you will be a bright, intelligent person. You will be successful in business. That is not true. Even though you practice Zazen 10 years, stupid, wild, forgetful one is always forgetful like me. It is not possible for me not to forget anything. But what you acquire by practice is some quite different quality. That quality is the quality as the Sambhogakāya Buddha. Quality which will be acquired by practice, by right practice, by right thinking, by right view. By unselfish practice, by unselfish understanding of the world, to see things as it is, to accept things as it is. To accept things as it is means to observe things from two sides. Usually we observe things only from one side only. To accept things as it is means to observe things two ways, from both sides. For us, to observe, to accept things from both sides, it's not possible unless we practice, our way. Only when you practice Zazen, when you train your activity, you can, see things as it is from both sides, without being caught by one-sided viewpoint. That is selflessness. Even though you are very intelligent, or the more you he is intelligent, the more he will be caught by his own viewpoint. And he is wise enough to insist his viewpoint, ignoring the other viewpoint. So that is why sometimes intelligent one So that is why sometimes intelligent one cannot help people so much, while the dull, stupid one can help people a lot. So this kind of quality, Sammakaya Buddha has this kind of approach. For this reason, we put emphasis more Sammakaya Buddha. And Buddhists found out why Buddha was so great after his death. And the point we should remember is when they missed Buddha, they found out true Buddha. When they found out how miserable they were when he rules, when they rules Buddha. In other words, when they cannot satisfied with themselves, and when they need some help, they found out the Sammakaya Buddha. There were, you know, many people. There must be many people. Who are almost intelligent enough as Buddha. But they missed him, they missed Buddha, and they found out why he was so great. He is not a hero. Religious hero or saint who has some supernatural power. But Buddha has some other quality who can understand how difficult it is for a human being to be, to see things as it is, and to have selflessness, to have the life of selflessness. He could understand people. So that kind of quality is something which is possible to acquire only through experience, not by thinking. It is not matter of profound teaching, or lofty teaching, or beautiful teaching. But the matter of sympathy or compassion, which will be acquired by experience, actual experience of life. That is Sambhogakāya Buddha, and that is actual Buddha we have. So this sutra is the sutra of shoho jisso, or things as it is, our life as it is. And sutra of sutra which gives us good example of how we appreciate our life, which is one, which is universal. Universal to every being. This is structure of the this sutra. So this sutra is the sutra for the people in suffering, and for the people who appreciate suffering as practice. So for the people who is suffering, this sutra will be salvation. And for the people who appreciate our life, this sutra will give firm background for the appreciation, for the joy of life, because just to enjoy our life is not our way. We cannot enjoy our life in its true sense without any background. When our life is firmly established in perfect background, we can enjoy our life, because there is no fear of losing.
Twenty minutes yet. I will continue a little bit. I want to go further. we studied about the 16 bodhisattvas. Bodhisattvas. They were, you know, this morning someone asked me about those bodhisattvas. Those bodhisattvas, interesting point is, those 16 bodhisattvas, the more, you know, more historical ones. I don't know all of them, but at least some of them is already known as a historical character. Bhadrapada. He is he looks like the leader of the Layman Bodhisattva, 16. We count 16, but there must be many Layman Bodhisattvas. And those are, I think, the most evident one because of the position, because of the wonderful, his wonderful character. Bhadrapada. And it is said that there were six big cities, and those are the most influential people in those cities. And Bhadrapada was the leader of those people. And we know who is in what city. Ratonakara was in Vaishali, city of Vaishali. Naradatta was a city of Varanasi. Sarvaha. Was in city of Raja Sravasti. And Chinese rendering of those names suggest, you know, their character, what kind of people they were. Ratanakara, in Chinese rendering, his name is treasure, you know, accumulating treasure, bodhisattva. Or to deal with treasure dealer. So he must be the wealthy bodhisattva of the vision. Saratabha. the Chinese rendering of this Bodhisattva is leader. He was the leader of leader of group of merchants. And he had, at that time, as you know, there were many people who go to another city or another country, some other country, and get some merchandise or treasure by the caravan. And he must be the leader of those merchants. And some people say he was the same person who donated Chikurin Shosha, a garden for Buddha. I thought about him already. When Buddha's disciple wanted a beautiful garden, of which he found that. And when he found out that garden was owned by some wealthy leader of the caravan. he refused to give it to Buddha. So he said, if you pay my land with coin, I'll give it to you. And Siddha was also wealthy. So he started to pay his land with coin. And so he said, okay. I'll give it to Buddha. That was, it looks like this Bodhisattva is the same person as Sar Dabaha. Some of the 16 lay bodhisattva appeared in some other parts of some other chapter of this book, and some doesn't. So most of them appeared again. And
okay. You have 5 minutes more.
Do you have some questions?
What does Vairochana mean? What does Vairochana refer to?
Vairochana means. Dhammakaya Buddha. And it is. Characterized by the sun, light, which is universal. When we say light has no form, but it is not symbol of, it is personified, biologically personified Buddha or the law or Dhamma or unconditional absolute. So he is also, you know, Sambhogaya and Dhammakaya. As we observe him, you know, like as our teacher or as our Buddha,